Thousands sign petition urging leaders to prosecute Pelosi for coronavirus violations. By Hannah Blow on September 10, 2020. Over 21,000 people have signed a petition urging leaders to prosecute House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, for violating local coronavirus rules after getting salon services in San Francisco last week. The petition, which aims to garner 25,000 signatures, is addressed to San Francisco Police Chief William Scott and urges city leaders to prosecute the 81-year-old speaker for breaking coronavirus rules and restrictions, which have barred indoor salon services, during her August 31 visit to E! Salon. Laws aren't just for the little people, the letter reads. Not only did Nancy Pelosi knowingly violate health ordinances, but just destroyed a business because she couldn't take a sick ounce of responsibility. The salon owner gets death threats, while Pelosi has paid zero price for her hypocrisy, the letter continues. At a very minimum, Nancy Pelosi must be prosecuted by San Francisco for her flaunting of COVID regulations. Now, the petition had over 21,400 signatures as of Thursday evening. Pelosi has refused to apologize for breaking local rules, which have kept businesses locked down for months. Instead, the maskless speaker vilified the salon owner and claimed to be the victim of a setup. "I take responsibility for trusting the word of the neighborhood salon that I've been to over the years many times, and that when they said, 'What, we're able to accommodate people one person at a time, and that we can set up that time,' I trusted that," Pelosi said. "As it turns out, it was a setup," she added. "So I take responsibility for falling for a setup." As Breitbart News detailed, salons were only permitted to begin to offer outdoor services beginning Tuesday, September 1, one day after Pelosi's visit. Erica Caius, owner of the salon, said she is closing her business due to the fallout from exposing the speaker's visit. "I am actually done in San Francisco and closing my doors," unfortunately, the single mom told Fox News's Tucker Carlson this week. "I started to just get a ton of phone calls, text messages, emails, all my Yelp reviews, saying that they hope I go under and that I fail. So just a lot of negativity towards my business," she added. A GoFundMe for Caius raised over $336,000, which she will use for business purposes. At the conclusion of this fundraiser, all donations will go directly to Erica to pay off any debts from the business that she is forced to shut down, expenses to relocate and reopen in a new location. Amy Darkanian, the organizer of the fundraiser, wrote.